Reading for January 5th, entitled, The Holy Spirit Agrees with the Word. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John chapter 15, verse 26. Those who have Jesus abiding in the heart by faith have actually received the Holy Spirit. Every individual who receives Jesus as his personal Savior just as surely receives the Holy Spirit to be his counselor, sanctifier, guide, and witness. The more closely the believer walks with God, the clearer his witness, and as a sure result, the more powerful will be the influence of his testimony upon others of a Savior's love. The more he will give evidence that he prizes the Word of God, it is his meat, it is his drink, to satisfy the thirsty soul. He prizes the privilege of learning the will of God from his Word. Some souls who claim to be believers have slighted and turned from the Word of God. They have neglected the Bible, the wonderful guidebook, the true tester of all ideas, and claim that they have the Spirit to teach them, that this renders searching the Scriptures unnecessary. All such are heeding the sophistry of Satan, for the Spirit and the Word agree, say the Scriptures, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. He only is a free man whom the truth makes free. The Lord loves you, and his guardian angels are round about you. If you are doers of the word, you will obey the instructions of Jesus Christ. In our own strength, we are perfect weakness. But when we put our whole trust in Jesus Christ, we are kept by his power, for he is fully able to keep every soul that puts his trust in him. The peril to which every soul is exposed is very great. The great adversary of God and the enemy of man is watching to find an opportunity to take us when we are off our guard. Jesus has told us of our danger and warned us against the wily foe. He has repeatedly enjoined upon us the duty of always watching and praying lest we enter into temptation. Believe in Jesus. Trust in Jesus with living, constant faith, and rely without doubt upon Jesus to keep and save you. One mighty to save has hold upon you, and as long as you will submit to be led by him, to learn of him, to confide in him, he will keep you from falling. And when God engages to keep you, he is a sure defense. Taken from Manuscript 1, dated January 5th, 1894, entitled, The Holy Spirit Agrees with the Word.